Welcome to Bristol Radio, your one-stop shop for all things audio from Bristol Motor Speedway and Dragway.
Hey everybody, welcome into another Bristol Motor Speedway race weekend recap video. I'm Caitlin Vinci of NASCAR on Fox, and as you can see, this is not my typical setup where I typically film these. And it's because it's Bristol race week and I have so much to get done before we leave for the racetrack this weekend. So we are on the go today, the whole family, my husband, the kid. We got so much going on this morning. So we are in the middle of a bunch of errands. We're actually at Bass Pro Shops. Ironically, Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race is the race coming up at Bristol for the Monster Energy Cup Series this weekend. So what a great tie-in that we're here at Bass Pro Shops. But we have so much to talk about off of all of the series competing this past weekend and everything we have to look forward to this weekend. This is truly one of the best weeks of the year for me. Well, one of two great weeks, because we have two events at Bristol every single season. But I am so pumped about this weekend's activities out at Bristol Motor Speedway. I've been talking about it for weeks, right? When this race was coming. Well, it is finally here. We are upon Bristol race weekend. So towards the end of this broadcast, I will share with you guys all the different ticket packages and things like that you have to look forward to. But first, I want to walk through the racing action that we saw throughout the course of the weekend. And as always, I encourage you guys to share your thoughts. I see so many of you guys already writing in, people from the Bahamas, from Asheville, North Carolina. I always love to hear where the fans are tuning in from. So cool to see the different places that you guys come from and tune into the broadcast. So thank you for joining us. Let's get right into it. We'll start with the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series race this past weekend out at Michigan, where Austin Hill, the 25-year-old from Georgia, was the one who was able to get his second career win. If you recall, Austin has not won since the season opener at Daytona. That was obviously a huge win for him, as it would be for any team getting a victory at Daytona. But they had been pretty quiet since then. So you could tell that they very much needed this kind of shot in the arm for that particular Truck Series team, especially now that the playoffs are here. Hard to believe that the playoffs are already beginning for the Truck Series. Where has this season gone, right? So there's going to be so many different storylines for us to follow on the heels of the Michigan race. Sheldon Creed, once again, I just spoke about him after the Eldora race. He had a runner-up finish, tied his best career finish once again. He's actually not in the playoffs, but he is one of those guys we could potentially see a playoff spoiler occur, because, you know, there's still plenty of guys who are fighting for other reasons. They may not be making a run for the championship, but they might be trying to secure a ride for next year or solidify their place in the Truck Series, and why they need to still have a ride in the Truck Series. So Sheldon Creed is certainly one of those guys, and I think he's really been bringing some strong performances as of late. So Brett Moffitt also had a top five performance. He's finished top seven in the last six of the last seven races. That's hard to say. But he is our reigning champion in the Truck Series. He obviously is going to be making a run for his consecutive title in the Truck Series. Who do you guys see as the favorite for the title in the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Trucks? Because I'm not so sure if there's a clear-cut favorite. I think I would be inclined to say Ross Chastain, though. You know, Ross Chastain has just had a phenomenal season in the Truck Series. Even though it's had its share of ups and downs, I think that he has definitely emerged as one of the title favorites, for sure. So as I mentioned, the playoffs, they are beginning in Bristol, which is so exciting. I can't think of a better racetrack for our playoffs to begin. That race obviously will be taking place on Thursday, August 15th, at the racetrack out in Bristol, Tennessee. So we're very excited for it. There's a big variety of racetracks, truthfully, in the Truck Series as far as the playoffs concerned. We go to Bristol, we have a road course, we go to a mile and a half racetrack at Las Vegas, then we're going to, where are we going after that? I don't remember. Oh, Talladega, yeah. So it's a very, very unique kind of stretch of races, a big variety as well for these truckers, for them to try and get a title and make their way through the playoffs. So that's a little bit about the truck series. The Xfinity series, once again, we saw Austin Cindric. Where has this guy come from, right? I mean, he's been competing, obviously, full-time throughout the entire course of the season in the Xfinity series. But now he's gotten back-to-back wins, his second career win for the 20-year-old from Mooresville, North Carolina. Good for him, right? I said last weekend when we were talking about the last Xfinity race that I just felt like he was such a great first-time winner, and the excitement and the energy and the enthusiasm that he was showing was very, very evident. And now he's backed it up with a road course win. He's the youngest winner at Mid-Ohio. Really, really impressive feat for him, and very considerable margin that he won by out at Mid-Ohio. So Team Penske certainly on a roll as the playoffs are approaching for the Xfinity Series to try and make a run for that title. Within the top five, I felt like it was kind of the same cast of characters as we have seen all throughout the course of the year. I don't know about you guys, but I do feel like this Xfinity Series has had a lot of continuity in terms of who we have seen running up front. It's been a lot of the same names, whether you think that's good or bad, just noting that point. But yeah, Christopher Bell, he was the runner-up. He's finished top three in the last six races, so really, really strong efforts for him throughout the year. AJ Allmendinger was once again in the race. He was third. We know him as a somewhat of a road course ringer as well. Tyler Reddick ended up fourth. That's his best road course finish. So those were some of the notables, I would say, from the top five out at Mid-Ohio. Some people are saying Nathan Sunderland would like to see Parker Kligerman again. My buddy Denton pulled his hauler when he was in Mansfield, Ohio, and there you go. Well, Parker Kligerman also has his broadcast duties now that seem to keep him pretty occupied throughout the course of the second half of the season anyways. But that does bring me to the Monster Energy Cup Series that I would say this was maybe more of a little bit of a tame race than what we saw the week prior. This race, it was very interesting to see the different strategies, the unique strategies playing out. Fuel mileage, always a factor when we go to Michigan International Speedway. But at the end of the day, it was all about Kevin Harvick. And I'm sure there's plenty of Kevin Harvick fans of the four team who are watching today. And for me personally, I just thought it was such a unique and cool victory lane type celebration that Kevin does, bringing his young son Keelan to the race car, driving him down the track as he does his Bristol and his post-race festivities. What a cool thing to do. What a great family moment, father and son. I felt like I was about to tear up just watching it because it was so neat, and I just can't imagine what that would be like for a young child to experience something like that with their father. So Kevin Harvick, once again, getting his second win of the year, the Bakersfield, California native, getting it done there after having some adversity early on in the race. If you recall, they had a right front tire go down. So they were there when it mattered most. They played the strategy right. They did the fuel mileage right. Ronnie Childers saying post-race, though, that, you know, Stuart Haas Racing and those their particular race organization, they had their share of struggles in the early goings of the season. And he also said this has been one of the most difficult types of racing that he has kind of had to get acclimated to, which I thought was a very interesting point that he made. So again, though, they're picking up speed. They're heating up at just the right time, it appears, because the playoffs, guys, they are looming. We just have three more races to go in the Cup Series before the playoffs begin. And I see a lot of you guys weighing in, talking about Kevin Harvick, saying, go Kevin, go four team. It looks like he certainly has quite a few fans who are tuning into the broadcast today. Someone else is asking about Jimmy Johnson. John Palame said, the number 48, will they make the playoffs? The Jones boy, and of course he's referring to Eric Jones, is sitting pretty comfy right now, and he absolutely is. When you look at that playoff picture, Eric Jones is in a really good position, obviously. Even though he doesn't have a win, that team has executed really well in the late goings, I would say, of this particular portion of the regular season to help lock themselves in a points cushion to the playoffs. But as far as your boy Jimmy Johnson is concerned, definitely not the day he would have hoped for. Right out of the gate in stage one, it was eventful for Jimmy. I don't know. I really hope, obviously, that he will be able to make the playoffs. If you guys recall, just 1 week ago, the situation with Ryan Blaney, apparently that drama has been squashed, because we actually had Jimmy Johnson on our race day show for an interview with him over the course of the weekend. And he told us that Ryan Blaney came to his bus and brought him some beers, which we found out were local brews from New Hampshire, if anyone's interested, to sort of smooth things over and make that whole issue kind of go away, which is actually pretty smart because neither one of them can afford to have some sort of a feud going on right now. You know, Jimmy is still in the hunt to try and make the playoffs. Ryan Blaney is still trying to get his first win of the year. So the both of them have a lot on the line. They don't need to have this extra drama and turmoil sort of brewing in the background. But definitely Jimmy Johnson's playoffs hopes, they took a little bit of a hit this past weekend after he had that flat tire in stage one. So currently Jimmy Johnson is 12 points below the cut line as we go into race weekend at Bristol. Also below the cut line is Daniel Suarez, though, who was able to have a pretty good finish out this weekend and a top five performance. He was fifth. His post-race comment saying, "We need to do the same thing we did this past weekend moving forward. We're going to just have to be mistake-free over the next few weeks if they want to try and point their way in to the playoffs or potentially get a victory, whichever one happens first." Clint Bowyer, he also had some issues in that final stage, got into the wall in the final stage. That was the end of his day. Definitely didn't help his playoff chances, but he is currently 6 points to the good right now on that playoff cut line. And Ryan Newman, guys, who would have suspected that Ryan Newman would be plus 16 right now with three races to go? But all the competitors and people I've spoken to that are analysts on our NASCAR on Fox shows say that Ryan Newman is one of the best points racers. That's what he does, and he has just been very quietly kind of consistent there, making his way in. So right now, Ryan Newman technically is in the playoffs and could make a run for the championship with that first year going over to Roush Fenway Racing. So pretty cool for him. Someone is weighing in. Ronnie Hack is saying, "Joseph and I have pit passes. We can't wait to go to the track and meet the drivers at Bristol." Perfect. We are happy to have you. The more, the merrier. I see a lot of you guys are commenting now saying that you will be at Bristol for the races. I'm so excited for this weekend. As I said at the top of the show, there's a lot of great things to look forward to. And I do want to walk you guys through some of the things that are going on out at Bristol Motor Speedway this weekend. The first one being the Uno 200, the NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series race, is August 15th. That is a Thursday. Kids actually can come into that race for free. So how cool is that? Children can go see that race for free, and I guarantee you it will be one of the best races of the year. The truck race at Bristol under the lights is pretty incredible. It is not to be missed. August 16th is the Food City 300 for the Xfinity Series race. August 17th, Saturday night, is the NRA night race for the Cup Series. So there's kind of your lineup for the weekend. And I want to remind you guys of some special ticket packages. Who's a fan of Chase Elliott? Because there's a special Chase Elliott ticket package for just $79. You can get a grandstand ticket and also be a guest for a Q&A with Chase Elliott. I will actually be doing that Q&A because Wes Ricks is asking, is there a Caitlin Vinci meet and greet this weekend? If you purchase the Chase Elliott ticket package, I will be doing the Q&A for Chase's appearance. Also, if you want to purchase the Martin Truex Jr. ticket package, I will be doing the Q&A for that appearance as well. So that is just $69 for the Martin Truex Jr. one. With that one, you get a Bass Pro Shops hat, a grandstand ticket, and you get to sit in on a Q&A with Martin, which is actually a really, really cool ticket package that's offered to the fans. I think that's a really great initiative from Bristol. The chance to see a race and also see one of your favorite drivers up close and personal and potentially interact with him and talk with him. That's really, really cool. So I hope that answers some of your questions. I know a lot of yours are putting in questions pretty quickly here about what all is going on at Bristol for the weekend. But we're just 5 days away from the Cup action. As I mentioned, the children can see that truck race for free. The kids' Cup tickets are just $10. So that's just awesome. I mean, you guys have to go visit bristolmotorspeedway.com to sort of see all the different packages, all the different VIP experiences, the different things that you can purchase and make the most out of your race weekend out of Bristol, because there is no denying it will be one of the best events of the year. Weather looks great. We can't wait for it. So I see some of you weighing in saying go driver number 9, obviously some Chase Elliott fans. Someone saying, I hope William Byron stays out of trouble and collects max points. I will be there to see it. Awesome. That's great. I see so many of you already telling me that you're going to be at Bristol this weekend. So we are looking forward to it. We know it's going to be a really great weekend because it's a triple header weekend of action out in Thunder Valley. So we look forward to seeing all of you there. I know we will have plenty to talk about following Bristol Race Weekend the following week. And you can catch me right here on the Bristol Motor Speedway Facebook page at noon Eastern for your weekend update from all the action out at Bristol. So I look forward to seeing so many of you there, hopefully meeting a lot of the fans. And make sure you check out bristolmotorspeedway.com to get all your ticket packages if you haven't done so already. We look forward to seeing you guys at the racetrack this weekend. Thank you so much for tuning in this week. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening. Like Bruton always says, we work for the fans, and we like making sports and entertainment fun here at Bristol. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, we'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with all of your friends on all your favorite social media channels. Like, follow, or tag BMS Updates so we can join in on the fun too. It's Bristol, baby.